Hey, good morning.
Bay Area, wake up.
Y'all ready to have some fun? Come on.
I love you guys. Every morning I listen to you before I go to work.
Yeah, baby.
Have a nice time at work.
Please be quiet.
You keep it real.
They're funny.
It's now and it's fresh.
This right here is family.
At this time, I would like your full attention.
This is how legends are made.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
On a Tuesday, April the 13th. Good morning, Bay Area. Welcome to the day. Big Bay Mornings checking in live. My name is Benny. Good morning, Greg.
Well, good morning and happy birthday, Benny.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Benny. Birthday boy.
Woo! Shout out to all the Aries babies out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's our time. The most stressed out man I know, producer Arthur. Good morning to you.
Yo, what's up? Happy birthday.
Woo! Yeah, baby.
It's going to be a fun one this morning. Greg, round two. We're all coming over for round two today. All right.
Let's go.
Well, Mark will be here. I'm going to exit the premises.
And Art, bring your helmet. You're going to need it.
I will.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Helmet, elbow pads, knee pads. Yes. You need all the protection.
I got it. Mouth guard. Ready to go.
If you missed yesterday's show, us recapping my birthday barbecue at Greg's house, you have to go listen to the podcast. It was, well, debauchery. A lot of fun, but just it was crazy. So go catch up on that podcast. But we thank you for being here with us. And you know what? It is my birthday. And today, I know it's going to be a good day.
Yes!
So let's do it today. Little Ice Cube, today was a good day. Listen, I get to pick it. I get to go back with some hip-hop on my birthday. I'm allowed to do that. Of course, on a Tuesday, Love Trap, 6:45. You'll get an all-new one, and we'll get you caught up on everything you need to know coming up in your dirty. But right now, turn this one up a little bit. Ice Cube, throwback. It's on Big Bay Mornings.
Salad DJ, turn it up. Let the DJ bring it back. I know it's a matter of perfect.
Hey, right now. Ooh, whose birthday is it? Somebody has a birthday today?
It is Ricky Schroeder's birthday from Silver Spoons. I was just looking this up, Benny, to see which famous people you share your birthday with. And by God, you are the most famous person born on this day. I mean, you literally are. I've never heard of any of these people. So congratulations for being the most famous person born on April 13th.
Hold on, though. Al Green is 75 today, baby. Ooh, let's stay together.
Al Green, Peebo Bryson, and Ricky Schroeder. I mean, ooh. I think you're more famous than all of them.
What was his name? And Lou Bega, the Mambo number 5 dude?
Oh, yes.
Mambo
number
2. Two, three, four, five. He did have a nice little stash.
Yeah. I'm still giving it to you. I'm still giving it to you.
What about Ron Perlman?
Who?
I don't even know who that is. Ooh, I thought it was the person that put together NSYNC, but that's Lou Perlman.
No, dude,
he's
watching
Sons of Anarchy.
No, I'm watching Ron Perlman every night right now. I'm rewatching Sons. He's Clay from Sons of Anarchy.
Look at you.
More people in the Bay Area.
Husband. Married
More people in the Bay Area still know you, Benny.
Hell no, though. Clay, he drives me nuts. I'm at the point in Sons of Anarchy where I just want him gone. If you watch Sons, you know that Clay's the worst. Anyway, hey, I do want to thank, though, Greg and Ginger. They were the first two people to wish me a happy birthday. At 4:30 a.m., I got a text from Greg saying happy birthday. And then, boom, my mama texted me about 15 minutes later, Ginger saying happy birthday. She called me hunka, happy birthday. Love up.
Oh, here's what I...
This is interesting.
Here's what I think. I sent you a pretty gay bitmoji.
Yes, you did.
Which
Thank
is
you.
On brand for me. And then she sent you an Elvis meme, which is on brand for her. So we are both on brand in our birthday shouts this morning.
Well, thank you for all the text messages rolling through. I am seeing them. You know that I don't reply. I'm not good with replying to the text messages. That's Greg's world. He does that. But I am seeing them. So thank you, everybody. We appreciate you being here with us on Big Bay Mornings. Of course, 20 minutes away, we got a brand new Love Trap and everything you need to know next coming up in your dirty on the 30. The U.S. has now temporarily, officially halted the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Uh-huh. And we'll tell you why. We now know. We'll tell you why next. Hang on.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Protesters and police clashed again last night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, over the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Looks like about 40 people were arrested for protesting outside the police department past curfew. Dante was fatally shot by an officer Sunday during a traffic stop. The officer who shot him now says that she meant to deploy her taser gun instead of her actual gun.
We've heard this excuse before, though. We've heard this excuse multiple times.
Oscar Grant.
I mean, find taser guns that don't seem like real guns, mm-hmm. then. I mean, why over and over again? It's either a lie or replace the tasers with something that doesn't feel like a gun.
Exactly.
California currently has the lowest positivity rate we've seen since the start of the pandemic.
That's good news.
Our positivity rate fell to 1.5%, which continues to be the lowest infection rate in the U.S., and it looks like about half of the state has been vaccinated. 20 million vaccines have been administered so far.
You think Gavin's out there now, recall what? Recall what? Look at that, recall what?
Speaking of the vaccines, the CDC and FDA have called for an immediate pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after six women developed a rare blood clot. The women are all between the ages of 18 and 48, and they develop symptoms 1 to 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine. Unfortunately, one of those six women has passed away.
Sassy Sports.
Well, if you're the greatest of all time, you don't just beat a record, you obliterate it. And that's exactly what Steph Curry did last night. He needed 19 points against the Denver Nuggets to surpass Wilt Chamberlain's all-time scoring record for the Warriors. And he did that in the first quarter of the game. I mean, he scored 21 points in the first 12 minutes and finished with 53 points, hitting three-pointers from all over the court in the win. Think about this. Last night, Steph Curry scored 53 points. The rest of the guys on the team scored 63 points.
I'm not going to lie. He reminded me of myself hitting those three-pointers.
Oh, God.
Because toward the end of the game, he started doing them underhanded.
Right.
Yeah. He now has 17,818 total points in his career. What's your total, Benny?
About that.
In his dreams.
That's a Warriors record that probably will never be broken because he's just going to keep adding on to it. Former Yankee Alex Rodriguez hasn't been seen with fiance Jennifer Lopez for weeks. In fact, the two haven't been together since he flew to the Dominican Republic, where she is still filming that movie. He was trying to save the relationship, but it doesn't look like it worked because the engagement ring that he gave her is now MIA as well. J-Lo posted multiple photos over the weekend on Instagram, and that ring is not on her finger, despite the fact that she's blinged out everywhere else.
Yeah, I saw that photo. She looked good, but that wedding ring was nowhere to be seen.
Well, maybe it's in the safe at the hotel room because she is filming a movie. And if she's not, you know, engaged or married in the movie, maybe she, that's why she don't have the ring.
I see you defending J-Lo, Benny. Okay.
Okay. And the sports world reacted yesterday to the police shooting of Donte Wright, which we mentioned earlier as well. The Minnesota Twins, Minnesota Timberwolves, and Minnesota Wild all postponed games on Monday following the police shooting of Wright on Sunday night. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
Usher was trying to make love in the club by making it rain the other night in Las Vegas, but one woman took to social media to call him out for throwing fake money.
Yeah, I heard he was throwing Usher bucks.
Yes. So this woman went and took to Instagram to show those Usher bucks. He had like hundreds, ones, fives with his face on it. And she goes and posts, the money doesn't even have any trade-in value. Should we blast him on social media for this? And guess what? She did, and the internet went crazy. She forgot to mention that Usher also threw thousands in real dollars, also generously tipped all the women and the staff at the club. She didn't want to defend Usher at all, but the whole point in the money even being there is because he has a new residency at Caesar's Palace, and he was just trying to promote it. His friends actually left some of the money there, but this woman tried to make it as though he didn't tip at all.
Listen, from what I hear about Usher, ladies, you might want to stay away from
him. What? Right? Yeah.
Because
he's coming to give you some more of the money.
Exactly.
Now, it doesn't look like there will be too much of a custody battle over the children in the Kanye West and Kim Kardashian divorce. Both Kim and Kanye filed for joint legal and physical custody of their four children yesterday and will be settled in court. Congratulations are in order because Macaulay Culkin and Brenda Songz just had their first child.
Why is this everywhere? Like last night when I was in bed, this is the only story I was seeing. Who cares? I mean, Macaulay Culkin having a kid?
Well, a lot of people grew up watching him, and they also grew up watching Brenda Songz. Now, Culkin was known for his role in Home Alone movies, and Brenda Songz was a huge Disney star with The Suite Life of Zack and Cody as London Tipton. Loved her, by the way. Now, if you guys are wondering how these two met, they met on set in Thailand a few years ago. Fell in love.
What was Macaulay Culkin doing on set?
They were shooting
a movie. Yeah, was playing an extra? Like, set? What movie has he been in?
They were shooting a movie in Thailand. They met on set. They fell in love. They moved in together, got some pets, and now they have a son.
So let me ask this question that Benny just asked. Who cares about them having a baby together?
So many people care because you saw them as children, and now they are having children.
Thank you, Nikki. That is your Dirty on the 30.